Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Shovels were coming out to diagnose the New York Mets in April.
Yeah, but...
And it pissed me off.
But could you blame people if they had started this season?
Yes, I can blame people because what I said to you on the radio was it's four games. That's what I said when they were 0-4.
Yes.
It's four games. And I said, I'm not in Panic City yet. And I felt like Met fans and non-Met fans decided to take the shovels out in the month of April. And it pisses me off.
Oh,
and
now, stop, you hypocrite.
Stop. Oh, I'm not a hypocrite.
We sat here with you on Bork in the Park Day during a doubleheader
and
watched you hunch back in your chair after game one, and you had death of the season eyes. So don't tell me that everybody else took out the shovels. You may not have uttered the words in the microphone, pal, but you laid back in that seat. Tiki saw it, I saw it, and Loogie saw it.
Yep.
And as they started to get no hit in a game they came back and won.
Yeah.
Your eyes were glazed back and you thought, oh my God, the season's over in April.
The only thing that saved it was the second game.
Right.
Which had 15,000 people.
Right.
Allegedly.
Well,
15,000 people. They won 2-1.
Right. Right. Great win.
And you stayed while Loogie was doing his Luge Hour.
Yes, I interrupted his show to celebrate with him.
And it became like, oh, finally, really. It was like you took the biggest you know what in the world.
But here's the thing. You deserve that moment, and that was a great moment, and last night was a great moment, and I hope the Mets keep clearing this week in Atlanta. But don't sit there and yell at everybody else who declared the season dead, because you may not have uttered those words in a microphone, but your eyes told a different story,
pal. I want to get this straight, just so I understand. I never said it, but because I looked despondent in the midst of a brutal loss.
Your eyes were glazed.
Okay,
And I don't know if you didn't sleep the night before, stressing over this or whatever, but your eyes were glazed. You were like... shell shock.
It was in the middle of a game. It was in the middle of a brutal loss.
I know.
So when you sat there, you didn't think in the back of your head, damn, the season really is over.
I was being tested. I think we all were. 0-5, a loss like that. But I wasn't taking the shovel out. I was reminding you it's early in the season and things can change on a dime. And guess what? They did.
And they have, yeah.
Because they won that game that they pulled out of their rear end against Detroit. They won 2 out of 3 against Cincinnati. And they won a game last night in Atlanta that they never win. So I'm not making declarative statements. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to win the World Series. But I'm also not burying them like 75% of the city did. Why? Because the Mets are going to Mets. Your word's not mine. Why? Because you want to make your LOL Mets jokes. It was idiotic to bury them four games into a season. Own it.
They were losing to the Brewers and Tigers at home with this insane stretch coming up that nobody believed they were going to win 2 or 3 in Cincy or 3 or 4 in Atlanta. Now all of that is on the table. They are allowed to ride the roller coaster like every other team. But don't sit there and bemoan others when you know damn well you thought the same thing.
I thought it. I didn't say it, but I thought it.
Yes, you're
holding against me because my eyes looked a certain way.
Yes, just be honest. You thought it too, like 75% of everybody else.
It's a radio show. Did I speak into a microphone and say this season's over?
No.
Did I say it?
No, but 75% of the fans don't have microphones in front of their face, but they thought it the same thing you were thinking. Don't hide from it.
Okay, I thought they were going to lose last night too. What does that mean?
it means it's okay to admit you're just like the rest of the fan base that thought it was over and
no,
you're wrong.
I'm not the rest of the fan base that was burying them four games into a season. By the way, I give Lukey credit. He's one of the guys who didn't bury him either. He got depressed. He got upset. He wasn't burying them.
But those are normal emotions of being a Met fan, so I'm kind of used to those emotions, right. But I did not bury them.
Did you do it on the Lou Gower, Lukey?
Did I do what?
Bury him.
No.
Sure?
No.
No, he was too busy.
Positive. All right. I said Pete Alonso turned the season around with that home run. And by the way, he did. They should have won every single game since then.
Just
they should have swept the Reds.
Just making sure.
No,
why, you have audio to go
against
that?
Sure.
He's got bigger fish to fry, Lugie. He's too worried about saving the Knicks dog's dudes moniker.
We'll get to the Knicks later as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.